All right, what's going on? Welcome back to the Insight with Irv show. Look, if there is anything that is more timely than today's episode is what I am about to share with you today. And that is around the topic of what I would call, let's go ahead and put a term on this. Not sure if somebody's coined it, but kind of what I was thinking of along the lines of emotional endurance. Gosh, nothing is really more timely than this. Here's why. I have never seen so many people worry about so many things all at the same time, from record-breaking job losses to a presidential election that doesn't seem, at least not at the time of this recording, like it's going to end, or at least that we have a definitive winner, at least at this time, to not knowing where your next paycheck is coming from, wondering if you are going to take a vaccine, wondering what's the right age to get married? Are home prices going to continue to go up? Are home prices going to come down? Are interest rates going to stay where they're at? Should I start working from home? Should my kids go back to school? Never, at least in the time that I've been alive, which has been right around 30 years, not a lot if you actually do the math compared to how long some of my listeners have been around. I'm sure you have a little bit more experience and you've been around the block a little bit more than I have. But all things being equal, 2020 is definitely one of those years. And if you're listening to this in 2021, hopefully things are better for you in 2021 than what 2020's been. But all things being equal, the year 2020 has definitely been one that people have had to worry about multiple things all at the same time, which has caused people to get not only physically drained, but more importantly, emotionally drained. And there's nothing worse, in my opinion. I'd rather be physically drained than emotionally drained, because I can literally have a good meal, I can have a cup of coffee, I can maybe take a nap, and I'm ready to go. But emotionally drained, when you're emotionally drained, you don't feel like working on the assignments that you have to get done. When you're emotionally drained, you don't feel like fixing relationships that have maybe taken a hit. When you're emotionally drained, you don't feel like picking the pieces back up and putting them back together. When you're emotionally drained, you don't feel like repairing parts of your life that, well, you have the ability to restore. And that right there is what I call not having what I would call any, not so much emotional strength, but again, the emotional endurance. So I recently started picking up CrossFit. And the reason for that, and I think I've talked about this in other episodes, but the reason for that is because I was kind of getting tired of the same routine, you know, just going to the gym 4 or 5 times a week. And then, you know, I'd see results here and there. But when you work out by yourself, there's only so much that you can do, right? That's not the point of the story. Here's what I'm trying to get to. I started working out, and if you've ever been to a CrossFit community, they call them CrossFit boxes. There, I love the atmosphere, the music, the people, the culture, the coaches, everything about it, right? I absolutely love it. I fell in love with it. When it comes to the challenge aspect of it, I would say it's up there. If I had to give it, if it's your first time working out, you're going to get a good workout. And if you're experienced, you're still going to get a good workout. So on a scale of 1 to 10, it's anywhere between an 8 to a 10. Anytime you go in terms of difficulty. At this CrossFit gym that I've been a part of now for some time, working out and speaking with different people as we get these, what they call WODs, W-O-D, workout of the day, I start to see how everyone kind of maneuvers around these workouts. And so one workout in specific, we had to run. It was 100 meters. We turned the corner, run 100 meters. And the first, it was about 10 reps or 10 laps of that, right? The first 3 laps, a couple of us took off. One of the guys been there for quite some time. And he says, hey, I know that you guys want to prove that you're fast, but don't waste all of your energy at the beginning of the race, or don't waste all of your energy at the beginning of the workout because we're just getting started. And I heard that and I said, huh, okay, that was interesting. By the fourth, maybe fifth lap, maybe halfway through that first part of the workout, I already started feeling my legs kind of starting to give out, because this is all out, right? You're racing, you're running, you're carrying your body weight, the whole nine yards. On top of that, you've already had a little bit of warm up that kind of fatigues you. When we get to the actual workout, I see him and another guy, which I would say are two of the really more experienced guys at the gym. They have a certain pace that they carry, which for myself, at least for where I'm at right now, it's very difficult for me to carry myself at their pace. And I'm going to tie this in here in just a second. with the pace that they run and the way that they kind of maneuver around the workouts, they know their strengths and they know their weaknesses. They know that there's certain amount of weight or certain workouts that they're going to push a little bit harder in just to get through, so they can kind of cruise on other parts of the workout and catch their breath. And so one of the guys told me, Irv, you have to find out early on what your strengths are and what your weaknesses are. And this is gonna allow you to get through these workouts, again, not forcing yourself to hurt your endurance and not forcing yourself to breathe a little too heavy, at least too early on. So you don't want to go too fast because you are going to wear yourself out, and you don't want to go too slow because you're not gonna beat the time or you're not gonna make it on time, because some of these workouts are timed, let's say 10, 15 minutes. And so then I started thinking, I said, you know what? That's a lot like emotional endurance. When it comes to us not knowing our strengths or not knowing our weaknesses, where we want to literally pick up every single weight that we can because we think that we can handle it. Somebody calls us, let me go fix their problem. Somebody's car breaks down, let me go fix their car. Somebody needs money, let me lend them out some money. Especially if you are a loyalist type of person, especially if you are the helper type of person, you will always fall to that type of pressure, whether you put it on yourself or other people put it on you. Here's the sad part about that. If you know that you are this type of person, then unfortunately some people can use that to their advantage because it's hard for you to say no. Now, this isn't for you to say, you know, the heck with everyone. I have to take care of myself. I have to do what's best for me, because I believe that there's a time and a place for that. But this is to say, whether you are the helper or the loyalist type of person, there are certain moments in your life where you do have to pace yourself, and you have to say, look, as much as I would like to help you, I have to help myself in this moment right now. There are certain times where, look, I can't, you know, help someone on a call, or I can't hop on the phone with someone for an hour because that's my time. I need to, again, fill myself up, because if I'm always pouring out, then I'm not going to have anything left for myself. So I have to refuel what I, again, give out to other people. So if you are on, again, this thought process of always giving yourself to every single person, not giving yourself enough time for yourself, for you to refuel, for you to meditate, for you to maybe pray, for you to read the Bible, whatever it is that you do, whatever it is that kind of gets you going and helps you refuel yourself, then you are always going to run on fumes. And one of the most dangerous places to be is if you are walking, or if you're in your journey and you're just going Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and you're riding on E. That's dangerous, because let's say in the world of working out, we call that getting injured. But in the world of, let's say, just living, we call that not really giving anything worth of value, because you've already given so much of yourself. So there's really nothing left to pour out to other people. This goes if you are just working on your family, if you're working on, let's say, your relationship with a significant other, if you maybe are working on a business, if you maybe have some people that you oversee, if you don't take time, and again, to pace yourself, you are going to not just not beat the time, but you're also going to find yourself in a dangerous place where just flat out, you're not looking to do anything at all. Whether it's, again, career-wise, whether it's working on your monetary success, or whether it's working on your health, whatever that looks like for you in this season. So I just kind of wanted to bring that to your attention, just because I think that emotional endurance is one of those things that we need to talk about more. We need to normalize speaking on emotional endurance, for the simple fact, and I'll go ahead and close out with this, that it's okay not to not be a superhero. It's okay to not know everything. It's freeing to tell someone, I don't know. It's freeing to tell somebody, I have no idea how to navigate around this. It's freeing to tell someone, I know what the bigger picture looks like, but I have no idea where the little pieces go. It's freeing to know I'm going to take my first step not knowing where my second step is going to land. That's freeing, because that's progress. And that also allows you to pace yourself so that you can run your race, not worrying about how fast or how slow someone else is moving. Move at a pace that's comfortable for you, that allows you to, again, get through the more difficult parts of your life, and allows you to get through the weaker moments, knowing that the moments of strength is where you can really push that pace. So I hope this message finds you well. Again, my name is Irvin. Some of you guys know me as Irv Official. You have just watched another episode of the Insight with Irv Show.